Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, here's Bob.
Did you get the message?
Man, finally got that old woman off the phone.
I got a message that says this may be used for public something.
Yeah. We don't care, do we?
Well, don't crunch in the phone, Bob. Can't put that on a public.
Hey, don't take my cards off. I got a half hour. Give me that.
You gotta eat. You got a whole half hour.
Well, I ain't eat nothing all day.
Well, man, you need to be eating. Keep your strength up.
Well, I got busy. Ain't got time to eat. They took me off that medicine, and I'm 72-70A.
I thought they'd maybe slow you down if they took you off medicine.
Well, he said that I could slow down. He said nobody knows how it's going to work on each individual's different.
Huh.
He said, I might get real silly and giddy, and he said, I might get real grumpy and mean.
Yeah.
And he said, I might get real cold. He said, I might stay tired all the time. He says, and
I can believe all the above.
Yeah, and he said, I might be normal, you know.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, it'd be a first, you know.
Oh, yeah, hey, that is right. Yeah, you need to slow down to eat. What are they going to give you to eat when you're in the hospital?
I don't know.
I didn't know if you'd be able to eat or not. I didn't know if his stuff make you sick or...
No, he said that I wouldn't notice anything at all. He says...
Cool.
He's the only thing I have to have those lemon... Or not lemon drops, but the clear sour balls.
You know, I have gone to health food stores. I have gone to candy companies. They don't do nothing but sell candy.
Yeah.
And every one of them's got some kind of coloring in it. But now the one I did find, the only coloring in it is turmeric, which is an herb.
Right. That's okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I was going to ask you...
As long as it's not red.
No, no.
It's if it's clear, you know.
It's sort of a milky-looking color.
Yeah. On the clear side or yellow? Or,
yeah.
No, that
yeah.
would be fine.
Okay. Well, if that's okay, I can get you them.
Well, that would be fine.
But I didn't buy them because I didn't know if it was cool or not.
No, anything that's natural is okay as long as it's not red.
Yeah, no, the
you
only
know.
Thing it says
now,
in
I can eat tomatoes, but like red food dyes and
yeah,
stuff,
right.
nothing like that at all. And no blues, no purple.
Nothing that's going to interfere with your dye stuff.
Right.
Well, I'll
no
get you...
orange. Nothing orange,
yeah.
you know.
Well, I'll get you the ones that got the turmeric in them. Because actually it says coloring and it says colored by turmeric.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even know what that was, so I looked it up and it's some kind of herb.
Yeah.
So...
Well, see, that's a natural...
Right, it was in a health food store. So
yeah.
that's what I'll get you then. I'll get
right.
them send them to you.
Yeah, and they're sour, real sour?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, the lady gave me one. She says, here, try one. And I stuck it in my mouth, and it was pretty sour. But I told her, I said, well, they're not for me, you know. And then I told her about the coloring and stuff. I said, well, I'll just have to call and ask, and if it's okay, then I'll get them. Something else another place had, they have got their candy wedges, and they're made out of grapefruit juice. They're like shapes like grapefruit.
Yeah.
And them boys are sour. Now, they got a little sugar coating on them, but they're still sour. But now, she said, now it's all natural. It's just grapefruit juice. And it's put like into a gel, like them gummy bears.
Yeah.
And got a little bit of sugar on them. But now they're pretty sour.
Well, they'd have to have something to make them gel, though, Tom.
Yeah, well, she told me what it was, but it was, but I mean, there was no coloring in them.
Well, the sour balls is probably what I need.
Okay,
you
well,
know.
I just been
if you can,
researching.
Yeah. Buy me a bag of them or, you know, or a box or whatever they come in and send them to me and I'll send you the money, you know.
Guess to me how many you might need.
I don't have no idea.
Because this bag wasn't real big, is what I'm saying. You know, I don't want to send you some little old puny bag with 15 or 20 in it. And
yeah, well, send me two bags and if I need more, I got lemon drops. That lady said she couldn't find nothing else and she bought lemon drops. And so I've got lemon drops here, so I'll eat those things that you send, and then if I run out of them, you know, I'll just get me two bags of them. How many's in a bag? Like 30 or something?
Yeah, I don't think there's that many. It's not as big as a bag of cough drops.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it was a little bag.
Yeah. How much are they?
I tell you the truth, I forgot.
Yeah.
About $15 or something.
Oh, God almighty. That's worse than the cancer doctor.
There you go. Hey, I figure if I'm going to charge you, man, hit him
up.
No, I tell you the truth, I forgot. I don't remember how much it is.
Well, I'm sure it can't be too bad.
No, it wasn't much. Now, what was it, them grapefruit things in that candy store?
Yeah.
I went and asked the lady, so how much is this? She says, well, all the candy in here is the same price. And I says, how much is that? She says, $1.75 a quarter pound.
A quarter pound.
That is what, $7 a pound?
Yeah.
I said, we better ask him if he needs these first.
Yeah.
I said, holy mackerel. But it's right in the middle of that Southern Park Mall. That's all they do is sell candy. The whole place is just different types of candy.
Yeah. Well, I'd say that that one stuff would be fine, you know. Just give me a couple bags of that and send it to me. And we'll go with that.
Well, that'll do it. It's at that GNC, General Nutrition store.
Listen, I have had two or three people come up and tell me about beta carotene.
Uh-huh.
And this is all they... Both parties have said that it's reduced their cancer by half.
All right.
And one person, they even told him that he was going to die. He had, he's got one lung. One lung was already removed, and the other lung has got a spot on it, and it was so large that this is going to interfere with his breathing. And he's got it down to like a quarter, you know, 25-cent piece, you know. And by taking, but now what he does, he gets carrots by the box, and he drinks like a half gallon of carrot juice a day.
Cool.
And plus he takes the beta carotene pills and stuff like that.
I was going to say, I got an herb book here. It's got herbs and it's supposed to be real high in beta carotene and stuff, but
yeah.
I don't know what they are right offhand.
Well,
where did the stupid thing go?
I'm not going to take nothing concentrated, nothing that's just not, you know, just the way that God made it.
Right.
And for 2 weeks until after this deal here.
Right, right. This book here, it's from HCBL, Health Center for Better Living. They're in Naples, Florida.
Yeah.
And right on front of the book says, every herb is a blessing from God. And all through this thing, you can tell these is some kind of Christian folks, because they got all kinds of stuff written up in here.
Yeah.
About, you know, what God will do for you and this and that and the other. But I'm trying to see here. Where was that at? Anyway, I'll look for it while we're talking.
Tom, you ought to go visit Mitchell's church.
Yeah, I've been thinking about doing that. The only problem is anytime I'm off, I'm either teaching or preaching.
Right.
It cramps my style just a bit.
Yeah. But you ought to try to get a chance to go and visit his church. I'm sure he would really appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, I would. I'd like to do that. Really would. I've thought about it a lot.
Think Mitchell's really prayed through and really trying hard because he's scared of making a failure out of this church, see.
Well, he shouldn't be afraid of that. I mean, he should be looking toward the good things, and I think he will. I think he'll.
I do, too. Well,
I think he'll do a real good job.
The best thing he ever done is make sure Bill can't move in as assistant fast. You know.
Well,
I mean, I'll tell you that, but, you know, I mean, that's really the best thing he done.
They get along pretty good, I guess, but... You know, they have the problems because you can't have two people running a show.
Exactly.
You know, somebody has got to be under somebody, and if, you know...
And
I've,
that's been Bill's problem in every church he's ever been in.
Yeah, I've the first thing that the Lord spoke to me about, and I don't say it to everybody, but when the Lord called me into the ministry, I sat down and I was reading one day, and I don't say that everything I read the Lord points out to me, but this, I mean, the Lord sent me right there. And, you know, it was in Mark, and it says, if you'll be master of any, you'll be servant of all.
Mm-hmm.
And I swallowed real deep on that, man. I chewed on that for a long time before I even said anything to Dad about ordination or anything else.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I was praying about that when two of the board members of the church come and talk to me about ordination. I didn't even say anything to them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the Lord worked everything out, but the Lord was sort of preparing my mind, I guess.
Right.
You know what it's going to be. And you know, most people don't, it's not what most people think it is.
Well, if you got your heart in the right place and your mind in the right place, it don't bother you to serve on people.
No, it don't bother me.
It don't bother you. And as a matter of fact, you would enjoy it.
Yeah, it makes me feel good when I can do something for somebody.
Yeah, I know Lon, he says, I hate to come over. He came over and got snowed in with me for 3 days.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
He says, I hate to have you wait on me and feed me your food and stuff. I said, Lon, I'm tickled to death to do it. I enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, when your dad comes down and stuff, like that meal that he tried to pay me for,
Yeah, that bugged me.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, but I'm saying it bugged me if somebody tried to pay me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sort of bugged me.
But I enjoyed cooking that chicken and stuff, and I like watching people enjoy the food when they eat it. I mean, I love doing that. That tickles me to death to be able to do that.
I figured you're just looking at us just giggling about all the cholesterol lining our arteries there.
Well, I was eating it with you. So.
Yeah, I know. I know this lecithin, a guy told me, is an herb.
Yeah.
And they say it breaks up cholesterol and lets it pass through the artery walls. Because I told him, I says, now what if mine is so loaded up, it breaks loose and plugs up somewhere, man? I said, that causes a heart attack. He said, no, this causes it to pass through your arteries.
Right.
So I think I'm going to get some in, try it out, see what it does.
Mother takes that all the time.
Does she?
Yeah. She does. Tried to get me on it a long time ago, and I wouldn't do it. Listen. That cancer doctor told me, he says, anybody that's got a triglyceride problem should never use oil, period.
Ah.
I said, well, I use canola oil. He says, I don't care if what kind of oil it is. He says, I don't want you using olive oil. I don't want you using canola oil. I don't want you using
vegetable oil.
You don't fry.
Ah. I'm a fry head.
Yeah.
Well, if I ain't got fried potatoes once a week, I get mean.
You're going to have to learn to get mean, Tom. I'll tell you what I've done. Now, Jeff Ellis, he paid $3,000 for a set of waterless cookware.
Yeah.
And he told me, he says, what you do
is...
What's wrong?
I just moved around my desk here and hit my knee on the desk.
Clumsy?
Yes.
So, Jeff says, you get that pan hot enough when you put a drop of water in, it just dances all over the place. It don't even evaporate, it just dances.
Yeah.
Know? So I thought, well, I had some tenderloin, still got some, but I had some this morning for breakfast, and I thought, well, I'll fry me two pieces of tenderloin before I get really heavy into my work, you know.
Yeah.
And so I got that pan just red hot, just like that, and I dropped it in there, and I thought, God almighty, that's going to stick. So I just set the lid on it for a minute, and I took the flipper, and it turned over just easy as you please.
Huh.
And
I know that stuff is expensive. I forgot what they call it.
Yeah, and then I put the lid back on it. This was black orange. This wasn't Jeff's stuff. This is black
orange. Oh, okay.
So I turned it over, put the lid back on for about 45 seconds, and peeled it out of there, and it never stuck not one bit. And it was well done, real good done. I mean, it was tasty, you know.
Well, that's good.
So
I'll try it out.
Now, they've got us of that waterless cookware down here in the newspaper for $300. Somebody bought it. And
don't want it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's everywhere or something, ain't it? Like that?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen it before, but I don't remember what it is.
It's 440 stainless, and I think it's like 15 layers of it, you know.
Yeah.
Real heavy stuff. And the lids has got steam escapers and stuff, you know, in them. So if you go to buy some, just watch for that. You know, if you buy some used stuff, you know.
Have to check it out.
You can tell by the lid, you know. So, anyway, he said no oil at all, period. No kind of dairy products, no eggs. Now, this is for a triglyceride diet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had an omelet this morning.
And he said cholesterol diets are different. He says, cholesterol diet, you can use the canola oil. He says, if all you have is cholesterol, he says, you can use the canola oil and stuff like that, and it won't bother you.
I think my triglycerides were higher than my cholesterol.
That's the way it is with me.
Yeah.
My triglycerides run 2,000.
Whoa. I'm a sissy. Mine only got in the 800s.
Oh. Last time I had mine checked, mine was 2,000.
Holy mackerel, Robert. They're supposed to be under 200, ain't they? Shoo.
And so he told me, he says, listen, I'm going to try to get you through this cancer. He says, but there's no sense in me getting you through this cancer if you're not going to follow my advice. I said, well, I says, okay. I says, I'll do whatever you... And so I really have been really trying. And I mean really trying hard. And it is hard to do.
I know I started taking some of this kelp because they said it for natural iodine for your thyroid.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the highest stuff there is, so I got some. And I'm going to try to...
Well, around the paper it says for me not to ever take kelp. Well, during this diet.
Right, right. Yeah, well, that's when I'm popping one of them a day, and I take dandelion, yellow root, golden seal, and...
Yeah. But now, you make sure you have your TSH checked.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been back to see the doctor, so when I go, I'll try to remember that.
Yeah, that might be why. It's what the cancer doctor mentioned to me. That may be why your triglycerides and cholesterol is out of whack, because of your thyroid. See, that's what's wrong with me.
Well, mine stay way out of whack, and I eat right most of the time. Now, like I say, I had an omelet today, which is rare for me.
Well, you know, I went for a solid year. You remember when I done that. I went for a solid year, never ate one piece of meat. Nothing but fish and
veggies.
And vegetables. No chicken at all. And I go in, my cholesterol's 800, you know, so that's why I just gave up on that. What's the use in torturing yourself?
Exactly.
If you're going to die anyway.
That's why I told Karen, because she gets mad at me. What are you eating that this morning for? I said, because I like it. And I said, ain't nothing helps, so I'll just eat what I want to eat. And
if you get away from fried foods, Tom, and get your family off fried foods, guaranteed Karen will lose weight.
Well, Karen don't eat it.
She don't?
No. If I fry potatoes, she doesn't eat it.
Well, she must be breads and sweets then.
Breads.
Yeah.
She's not real bad for sweets.
She's not that overweight because she's, you know, dieting and eating carrots.
Well, see, she's had thyroid problem on and off a couple of times, but they told her it's not bad enough to do anything with.
I believe I get a second opinion.
Yeah, well, they told her it wasn't bad enough to do anything with, and then I asked her, I said, did you ever have that TSH checked? And she says, yeah, her sister told her about that, and she asked the doctor, and the doctor said they couldn't do it in their office or something. So I don't know if she'd have to go to Cleveland Clinic or what. But they don't.
My cancer doctor told me, he said, when you get your cholesterol and triglycerides checked, he said all they have to do is just draw. Her doctor's just jerking her around because he don't want to. I mean, why would that cancer doctor tell me one thing and Karen's doctor tell her something else?
Well,
you see what I mean?
Yeah, they can do it right when they do your triglycerides and cholesterol.
That's
huh?
what he said. He says when you get your blood drawn for your triglycerides and cholesterol, just tell them to check your THS, and it's right on your blood profile sheet.
Huh.
Do you get a blood profile sheet when you get your blood tested?
Yeah. I'm going to have to look at it. David got one the other day. It's laying there on the table. He passed out of school, twisted his ankle, got a big egg on his head.
Passed out from what?
Well, that's what they took him to doctor to find out. I know why he passed out.
Why?
He plays basketball in the church league a couple times a week. He's been running with the neighbor guy. And, you know, he's working himself up, and he's looking pretty good. But he hadn't eaten nothing. He didn't eat nothing the night before, and he didn't eat any breakfast before he went to school. He was sitting there in class, and he said the room was real hot anyway, so it just turned off.
Yeah. Well, not head or no better than that.
Yeah.
Check them potatoes, though. Don't let them burn. Okay. Now, listen to this. Now, peel me some potatoes and quarter them up and poured lemon juice over them, and black pepper and non-iodized salt. And parsley flakes, and baking them.
That sounds good.
I don't know.
That sounds good.
I was going to put paprika on them, and I thought, no, the company may have put some red food dye in this, and it'd screw me up, you know.
Yeah.
So I didn't do that. I'm really trying to be careful, man. I want rid of this crap bad.
Yeah, Robert, I can't blame you in the least bit, for sure.
Have you heard from the old lady yet, or she's still hanging in there?
Yeah, she's still in intensive care. It's just a wait-and-see kind of thing right now. She isn't any worse than she was, but she's not any better. And she is sort of knowing people now when you're going to visit with her. And I don't even know if she realizes she's going to have to wear a bag and stuff yet. Because if she does, she just may want to roll over and let it go.
Yeah, that colostomy?
Yeah, because they got her bowel to the outside now. They say if she does really good, she can be out in 2 weeks. And if she heals up right, they can reverse this.
Yeah.
But he says, you know, he said, the doctor said, I'm going to have to take a look, see how long I think she's going to live, what the quality of her life will be, so on and so forth, before I start with another major surgery.
Right.
So, it don't look good, but I mean, you know, like I say, she's 85 years old. She said before she went into surgery, she says, you know, she says, if the Lord took me home, she said, I'm ready to go. I really don't want to go through this.
So, I know how she feels.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, 45 and 85 is a little different.
Well.
You know, So.
I'll tell you, going through a bad situation is going through a bad situation. Don't make no difference how old you are.
Well, this is true, but you know.
And if you're 85 going through something like that, you can say, well, I've lived a good long life.
Right. That's what I'm saying. She can.
45, you ain't lived much of a long life. You know.
Yeah, she just wants to close her eyes and let it go. You know, her husband's dead, and her daughter lives in Indianapolis, and she don't see anybody, so she just...
Oh, she's going on about me crunching my carrot. She says, that's being recorded, Bob.
Well, you don't have to worry about him using it publicly now.
Well.
See some commercials, some guys in there going...
I think they're just wanting the linguistics part of it anyway, so...
Yeah. Well, my linguistics was broke years ago.
Yeah, I've wangled out myself.
Dad said he worked with a guy years ago that went to college for that and was going to be a linguist. And Dad said he didn't know how much you could know about something like that or whatever. And he said the guy came in one day, and Dad said he'd lived here in Ohio for, you know, years and years and years. And he said he was just summer help here from college. And he said the guy came in one day and looked at Dad and he says, you're from Kentucky. Dad says, well, yeah, I am, but I don't talk much like it. And the guy says, no, he says, a good part of your accent is gone, but he said, it's still there in the background. He says, matter of fact, he said, you're from eastern Kentucky. He said, probably Appalachian region, and Dad said, I stood here and looked, and he says, he knew more about me, he says, than where I was from. Dad said, he nailed it on the head, and he said, I couldn't believe, he says, that guy, you know, that somebody could be taught that. Dad says, he's recognized people's accents that moved up here that were from his part of the country, just, you know, from knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he had no idea that could be taught.
Yeah.
I said, well, he should work for the mob and pick these people out and move around and hide and stuff.
Yeah.
We got you. I know how you talk. I don't know. It's like being from the New England states. Karen's got one cousin who lives up there now, and he comes here and talk about a different accent. And he's from here. But I guess that just sort of rubs in.
Yep. Sure does. Well,
how's your youngins doing?
Well, the boys are doing fine, Tom, but now my church work's kind of falling apart. I'm having trouble with my Corbin Manor. That's an apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble with that.
Well, what, somebody in the apartment? Or...
No. We have a Sunday school class in the rec hall every Sunday morning.
Oh, cool.
And, well, I didn't have classes for like 2 weeks, and so I started checking out why. And so they're having them again, you know. So.
Just have to keep on it.
Yeah, but, you know.
You hate to.
That's sad, you know.
Hey. The guy that I had running youth work and everything else, and I'm serious. I tried to explain this to people, but they don't understand what I'm saying. The guy is more talented than I am. He has more gifts than I've got. He is an excellent speaker, fantastic singing voice. The kids loved him. As far as being a youth minister goes, he was 2-1 what I can be because of the gifts and talents that he has. But he had no desire to stay with it. He's there a few weeks. He's not a few weeks. He was so inconsistent. I got the young people asking me, hey, where's he at? How come he don't come? A lot of them started missing. I asked him, hey, man, how come you guys haven't been here? Hey, you know, why should I come? You know, he don't come. And so I ended up just having to move him out of the way and just took it back over myself. And, I mean, that's a hard thing to do, a hard thing to even have to do. And I'm trying to explain to the guy, man, you know, you can do a better job than I can at this, but you got to be here to do it. And you see all these talents and all this... You know, and it's just going to waste. You know, I wish to God I had those talents.
Yeah.
But talents don't mean anything, I don't guess, if you don't go use them.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I just watched the Highlander cut off a Knight's Templar head.
Got him, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Another one bites the dust. There could be only one.
Well, the Knight's Templars... pretty bad dudes.
Yeah.
I don't know that would have really taken place like that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It was in the script. That's what John tells me.
Did I tell you about the flight shrine?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
No.
I called two or three people. I seen a little article about the rock shrimp. Nobody knew nothing about it around here. So anyway, I got to calling around. Finally, I found out the White Shrine is, you know the Shriners, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, the White Shrine is made up of nothing but Christians, and you have to be saved and a professing Christian to join.
Well, that's cool, because most of the Shriners I know wouldn't fit in there.
Exactly. See, I know several Shriners, and they're good Christian men, but they don't go.
Right.
And I said, well, why don't you guys go? And they tell me, well, you know, they drink and they party and stuff like that. Well, you swear an oath that you'll never serve your brother strong drink. And so, you know, it's kind of contrary.
Right.
So I'm going to investigate into this White Shrine deal and see what they say.
Well, that's cool.
And as soon as I get over this cancer deal, you know.
Yeah, I take it a day at a time. I mean, that's all you can do.
Right. And, well, when I get over that, then there are a lot of things I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to open up and really get dedicated to my church work way more. And that's not no promise, nothing like that. What it's been is I've been really wanting to, and I've been trying to motivate other people to take my place because I've been sick for 2 years, and I just haven't felt like doing nothing.
Right.
See? So that's what's really drugged me down is the way that I've been feeling. Now, hopefully that'll subside, you know.
Yeah, you gotta get better. I know I was working all these hours and everything, trying to keep everything up at the church and stuff, and it was just...
Tom, we got 2 or 3 minutes before they come on and tell us
to get off.
Yeah, I think they give us a minute warning or something.
Sounds like a football game.
Not here.
2 minute warning.
Oh. Oh, okay.
That's what I say. It sounds like a football game. Come in and give you a warning. It's about to run out.
Man, my jailhouse ministry, the one guy, he had prostate trouble, so he's got to take 3 weeks off. And thank God it's not cancer.
Yeah.
And they checked him and got back a good report. And,
well, you know, besides him examining mine, they never did check mine. I mean, as far as blood work or anything else goes.
Well, this guy, this black guy, he was kind of going in and helping them and preaching and stuff. And he says, well, he says, the inmates think the only way that the Spirit of God works is through me. And he says, I'm just going to show them that it works through other people. And so he says, I'm going to take 3 or 4 weeks or a month. All he's saying is, hey, I'm tired of this and I'm quitting.
Right.
And I'd have a lot more respect for the man if that's what he would do. You know?
Oh, yeah, just say what you're going to do and do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're still involved, Bob, as much as you can be.
Yeah, well, it's hard to be, you know, but I'm still trying.
Yeah.
And I've just about had to quit going to the jailhouse ministry because that overnight's when I really have my worst time, you know.
Yeah.
But
well, I know I told Dad what you said about your doctor. He said the biggest thing you had going for you was him.
Yeah.
Because he wrote the books. Dad says, nah, the biggest thing he's got going for him, he said, there's too much left for him down there to do. He says, ain't nobody else to do it. He said, God can't let him go yet.
I said,
yeah, that is a big plus, too, I'm sure.
You know, I understand that I've got a work to do and things, and Satan's just trying to do his job and pull me out early, you know.
Right.
And, of course, you know, I believe in trials and tribulations, and I believe that trials, you know, it'll perfect you like gold, so.
Well, I believe in that too, but I believe on the other side you got to win the battle.
Yeah.
You know, you got to fight it, but you got to win it.
You know, when I first found out that I had it, the first 2 or 3 days, I was so despondent that I just said, well, I'm just going to go and take the cancer treatments and try my best to die in the hospital. Because, every time I talk to a doctor, I get bad news.
Yeah.
You know, no good news, just all bad. And I just got, and I'll tell you about it. Well, I ain't got time now, but I had a little thing happen to me. And, buddy, it just rejuvenated me. It wasn't no scary thing or nothing. But it put fight back in me. I just thought, well, you know, I fought pneumonia. I fought arthritis, and I fought everything else. I'm going to go ahead and fight this. It might take me out, but I'm going to go out fighting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I guess that was sort of inbred in most of us.